taxpayers soon persuaded them that it was a cheap crack made at great personal risk to the Joker. By the age of 15, Danny was already a big bloke, a pound or two off 14 stone. With feet as big as flippers, he swam like a fish and played in the Balmain first grade water polo team. On Saturday mornings, he laced up his size 12 football boots and played rugby union as a second row forward for Fort Street Boys High. Then in the afternoon, he fronted in junior league for the mighty Balmain Tigers at Birch Grove Oval. The old-timers at Balmain Leagues Club had been keeping an eye on him ever since he'd been in the Nippers and forecast big things for his football career. That he also played water polo as his summer sport was a matter of great concern to them. Everyone knew that water polo players were a bunch of yobbos who played dirty and that severe or permanent injury in the pool was not unusual. In fact, there was some truth in this. A game of water polo generally consisted of punches, kicks and scratches, resulting in bloody noses, bruises and torn ligaments that sometimes led to permanent injury. In an average game, a player swam more than 2 miles and had three times as much hard body contact as a rugby league player. Furthermore, the Balmain polo boys and their followers richly deserved their dubious reputation for dirty tricks beneath the surface. As a venue, the Balmain baths possessed an unenviable reputation. There was decking on only one side of the pool, which limited the referee's range, and the green, murky water washing in from the harbour limited their vision. Therefore, a great deal of illegitimate underwater activity went undetected. Balmain polo players seldom lost a home game. They were renowned for their dirty tactics and considered to be the roughest players in the grade, a reputation in which their fans took considerable pride. On several occasions, Danny had been approached by a Tiger football coach who suggested that he take up a less dangerous summer sport than water polo. Competition swimming was the one most often suggested. They pointed out that a truly special athlete comes along once in a generation, and a Danny Dunn playing for a future Tigers first grade team was the kind of talent that could win premierships. In football mad Balmain, it was advice a young bloke would be expected to follow. But Danny proved surprisingly stubborn, and it was clear he had a mind of his own. He pointed out that he greatly enjoyed playing water polo, which kept him fit all summer for the winter football season, and that unlike swimming, for which he had to be up early 4 mornings a week for 2 hours of intensive training, polo practice was in the evening, and so met with his mother's approval. He could do his homework in the afternoon, practice in the evening, then get a good night's sleep and be ready for school in the morning. While he agreed he'd cop the odd bruise and bloody nose playing polo, even on one occasion a pair of black eyes, this was no different from playing football. Finally, he pointed out, if he were to maintain race fitness for swimming, it would need to be his preferred sport summer and winter, and rugby league would of necessity become his second choice. This ended the discussion. However, it had all come to a head when the Daily Telegraph did a feature in its sports pages on water polo and noted that it was one of the oldest team sports, along with rowing, in the Olympics, and that water polo was first played in Australia at Balmain. The article went on to say that despite Australia's long history in the game and the genuine and enthusiastic support for it, we had never played at Olympic standard. The upcoming Berlin Games were an ideal opportunity for Australia to test its mettle in the water. As further proof that we were ready for international competition, the newspaper cited as its authority Gyergye Nagy, the Hungarian Olympic coach, at present visiting the country. Nagy had announced that he was greatly impressed with the standard of the local game, and that in his opinion, an Australian team could hold its own against any European team. He strongly recommended that Australia attempt to qualify for the Berlin Olympics. The Daily Telegraph then picked a tentative Australian team from the various polo clubs, justifying their choice. For Danny Dunn, the singular selection from Balmain, they'd added a note of caution. While his brilliance as a centre-back is unquestioned, it is to be hoped that such a young player will not be injured or permanently incapacitated in the rough and tumble of international competition. Young Dunn will be 16 when the games are being held, and therefore eligible, but his